This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Hey, I'm trying to go live. I finally figured it out. We are actually live now. Todd. Talk on it. It made me mad. I was not on my app. As I figured it out, Cal, we're finally live on Facebook. I tried to go first hour, but of course, the Nimrod I was trying to figure it out, and I was on just normal Safari.
And now Denise is watching you on Facebook Live, so you're watching each other. You're broadcasting on Facebook, and she just sent you a comment.
What did you say? I wanted to show you that the picture turned out.
Oh, did it turn out okay?
Yeah, on Twitter.
Oh, okay. So Denise just joined us. She's supposed to be somewhere right now. And what happened was...
I didn't read the fine print.
She didn't read the fine
print. I just want to say we're not sorry that she's here.
It irritates me. Why are we irritated that she's here, Todd?
Well, this was going to be a day that we got to really make up points or extend the lead over her. And here, you know, I suppose one, under the psychological, there are no such thing as accidents. We could say that... Maybe Denise worked it so she could be here just to make sure that she didn't fall too far behind in the points.
Boys are weird.
Boys are weird. That's right. That's boys are weird. So Denise shows up because she's tired of getting smoked by us. Because you know what we just did? I got 2 points.
You did, but not Todd?
Case or no case. And Todd got one.
I got one.
So it was a case, but you got the wrong result.
So you notice that those of you who are Facebook Live, I've taken off the... Now that we're live, I'm not giving any. I need my diet awake machine here, and this is an actual diet product that I took the label off, so we don't help them out without them trying to pay for it. So anyway, we're going to talk about a lot of things today. The first thing we're going to talk about is we have to talk about Kavanaugh. We're watching this thing to see whether or not it is actually Denise. Something's going to happen while we're live. We're going to talk about, Janice Dickinson, supermodel. We already did that. The most important one now that Denise is here is we're going to talk about divorce court. And dogs are almost treated like children, or pretty much now treated like children, according to the law just passed, or at least signed by Governor Brown. Yeah, there we go. The dogs are out. There we go. We're going to talk about a seminary making a mistake in, dealing with some bodies in the inappropriate manner.
Did you say a seminary?
Or a cemetery?
A cemetery.
Yeah. The same thing.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Same thing.
Of corpse.
Of corpse. Okay. So what we're going to do is $7,500. Basically, a verdict came down, $7,500 per body that was not treated properly. And we're going to talk about the details there. And by the way, there was thousands of bodies. It was more than one or two. So we're going to talk about the Uber and Google lawsuit. It's actually not Uber and Google. What it is actually Otto and Waymo, but they're basically owned by those two specific companies to some degree. I mean, I'm sure they're not owned, but
you just don't want to. You just don't want to get those backwards and call them Goober and Oogle.
That Goober and Oogle, whatever.
Which is interesting combination.
We also, just so you know, these are my notes. Those of you who are looking at Facebook Live, trying to figure out what I do. So there's also the what else? We got the President Trump lawsuit against him for not being able to do those. What is it?
The FEMA alerts.
FEMA alerts. Which, by the way. Hint, hint, those of you who are saying this is a political issue, Obama's the one that implemented it. But anyway, they're suing Trump and talking about, well, and the government for not allowing to do the FEMA alerts on your cell phone. USA diving lawsuit, we're going to talk about that. And the most important thing we're going to do, third hour, but not second hour, is case or no case. So Denise may be able to do a pretty good job and catch up with Todd and I.
I think I'm probably 3 behind you and 2 behind you.
Yeah. Let's talk.
After losing six.
Yeah, I want to talk this time about the dog lawsuit.
I'm very curious about the dog stuff.
The dog divorce.
Dog divorce.
Okay, so basically what has happened in California, Governor Brown has passed a law. The big issue, yeah, who let the dogs out? The big issue, Denise, is what happens when everyone's got a pet they love? And a lot of us have pets we love. And the way that California law is, and I'm sure a lot of other states are, they're what's called a chattel. They're property.
Right.
They're no different than your TV or your car or anything like that.
Or a cow.
But the problem occurs, and I guess judges have been really had to figure things out in weird and appropriate ways that really don't fit who gets the TV. Like, okay, you get Fido for a week, and you get Fido for the next week and the weekends. And judges are actually doing that now just to try to figure out, you know, what's best for the dog and for the cat in that matter, and the individuals that own that.
Or they will argue that it's a gift to one of the parties.
That's exactly
and
right.
And so that it belongs to that party
person
that received the gift. Or they'll argue that they came to the marriage with that animal. And it doesn't just apply to dogs. It's going to apply also to cats, I think.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure that was specified in the governor's
The only problem
thing.
They have applying it
cats.
To cats.
What? Tell me about your cat.
Is that people don't own cats. Cats own people.
That's true.
So the cat would be sitting there saying, well, hold on a second here. I'm the one that gets to decide which one of you two I want to split up, okay?
And believe me, there's probably been a judge out there that said, bring the cat in and let's see who the cat goes to first.
Yeah. And then the cat probably went up and sat on the judge's bench and said, you know what, this is where I belong.
So, but here's the issue. Here's the issue, and we're going to talk about that. You get Johnny, little Johnny, our son, for the weekend, and I get the cat for the weekend. And during Christmas holidays, you get the cat. And I get Johnny. So.
Well, a lot of times judges will have the animals follow the children. If there's a good close bond between the animals and the children, then they'll have a custodial arrangement where the animal transports with the child.
Okay, so here's the bill, though. The bill signed was on Thursday by Governor Jerry Brown. Pets will still be considered community property, but the judge deciding it, who gets to keep them, will have the discretion of weighing such factors as who feeds them, who takes them to the vet, on walks, and who protects them. That's what's interesting. And this is the AP brought this out. But what I'm wondering about is it pushing it too far to the point where it's going to be now the dogs, you can sue on behalf of a dog. You know, we brought those cases up before. You can sue on behalf of an animal. They have rights to sue. I don't know.
Certainly.
This is the next step.
There is a question because some people leave all of their estate to their animals and for their animals to be cared for. And certainly if somebody that was supposed to take care of them did not, then you would think the third-party beneficiary would extend to the animals, right?
So tell us some examples. I'm sure you've seen a lot of divorce cases and child custody cases, Denise. Do you remember any examples of what judges have done or what the agreements have been about animals, pets, dogs, cats, parakeets, whatever, the little, what do you call those little tiny pigs, those potbelly pigs?
Pig, yeah.
Well, in some of the courts, it's personal property. So we don't address personal property because they have their own arbitration, mediation, something
right.
like that for personal property, right? So in some of the counties that I practice in, they don't address those. They put it off to arbitration, and the parties do the arbitration themselves. So I've never had a case that went to where it went to the judge on a decision on an animal. Most people will say either share custody
of the animal,
or they will say, if they have more than one animal, they'll say, you get this one and I get this one. They just try to equitably. And if there's somebody who just doesn't care about the animals, then the person who cares will get the animals.
Or the kid. A lot of times they'll go with the kids.
That's right.
So if the kids, wherever the kids are, the cat follows. So if the kids are at mom's house this week and dad's house the week after, the cat follows.
Well, the dog mostly, because I don't think a cat's going to stay around,
That's
unfortunately.
True, those cats.
You know, I blame the Disney Corporation. because they were the ones that did all this anthropomorphization. They came up with the show The Aristocats, where the Duchess was left all this stuff. And that's been going on for 40, 50 years now. And that's why people have this affinity for animals.
We'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate U is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate U gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate U has venture capitalists, and Accelerate U has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate U launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate U is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate U. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Again, call 916-BETTER-ZERO for Accelerate U.
This is Denise Sturks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
All right, guys. This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Okay, we're back. Let's see, we're hour two and a half almost, and we're going to talk a little bit about Kavanaugh. And like I said, we talk a lot about different things in the radio. I talk about Cosby, but Kavanaugh is the discussion. And what is there to talk about Kavanaugh that's not, quote, political? Because you know what? Radio Law Talk, we don't talk politics. We talk the general law, and what we want to do in Radio Law Talk is we definitely want to say both sides, right, Denise? Both sides of the story is what's important because, you know, who wants to hear politics as usual? We're tired of politics. But we got to talk about Kavanaugh.
There is an interesting story about people reaching out despite what one person might vote, but an accommodation that one person is going to make so that another senator will not have to miss his daughter's wedding.
Right.
In order, and that's an interesting sub-story that we can get into. But, you know, one of the things that I was
particularly
interested is the evidence and what you're entitled to when you bring a claim.
There's two things. I want to back up. So Judge Kavanaugh is not on trial, even though the media makes him think that he's on trial. This is a Senate hearing. This is not a criminal trial.
That's true.
This is just basically like the FBI is not investigating him for criminal activity. It's just a background check. It's really moral turpitude or what type of person they are. Isn't that right? Not necessarily did he do something wrong.
That's true. And, you know, and we can go back. My analysis goes back, actually, to something that I thought was done incorrectly that had nothing to do with Kavanaugh, that had everything to do with the initial investigation of Hillary Clinton for emails back during the presidential race and what the FBI did. And this is where I think it set things up for folks to misunderstand the FBI's role. So the FBI was searching whether or not Hillary Clinton, what were her 33,000 emails, what the propriety of her server was, and all of that. And James Comey, the director of the FBI, came out and gave a press conference. And at that press conference, laid out the case of why they would not be seeking charges against Hillary Clinton. And here's the problem that I have with his press conference. Because whether or not charges are sought, whether or not she would be prosecuted, whether or not any of that happened, is not the FBI's call. That is the call of the Department of Justice. The FBI investigates, turns their investigation over, and the Department of Justice looks at it and says, can we prosecute or can we not? But when Comey did that, it created, in my mind, in the public eye, this idea that an FBI investigation would be more than what it really is. And we saw time and time again, as it relates to the call for an FBI investigation into the claims of Ms. Blasey Ford, for the FBI investigation, and we saw that folks kept reminding them, look, all we're going to get from the FBI investigation are witness statements. Now, witness statements under maybe a more focused question scenario, but we're going to get witness statements. We're going to get raw data. There will be no conclusions. It will be up to us as to what to do with it. And I think that people expected the FBI investigation to be more than what the FBI is really supposed to do because of the precedent that had been set years earlier by what the FBI was doing with the Clinton issue. So I think that's where folks kind of got off the beaten track with what the FBI would do. Now, the other thing that I wanted to point out is, what is a witness who comes forward in any case, not just this case, but in any criminal case, in any witness situation, Denise, in family law, in any witness situation in personal injury, what is the witness entitled to and what are they not entitled to? And at the end of the day, on a basic situation, they're entitled to be heard. They have the right to be heard. They do not have the right to be believed lock, stock, and barrel with no cross-examination, with no peeling of the onion. The jury instructions are clear. The jury will be the one that decides whether or not what you say is corroborated, is factual, is there. You have the right to be heard. But if you want to be heard, you have to be prepared for your story to be tested and probed and checked out. And in this case, there seemed to be, and we see this a lot, where people want to make maybe an anonymous claim, they don't want to be in there, and they don't want to have the veracity of their story challenged at all. We see this a lot in the employment area where somebody makes a claim of sexual harassment in the employment realm. I want to say this about my supervisor, but I don't ever want my name used. or somebody would come forward to law enforcement in a criminal case and say, I want to make this claim and this and this and this happened, but I don't ever want to have to testify. I don't want to ever have to do anything. And as a prosecutor, you're like, I'm sorry, I can't make that promise because the person has a right to confront you on what you said. And
but
so,
what I found to be difficult about this, and I think that a lot of people share this feeling, is that what they did, the FBI actually went out to find cooperating witnesses for the judge, did not talk to the cooperating witnesses of Dr. Ford. And I think that that's what this hullabaloo is all about. You know, people are upset because everybody had their own idea of how the FBI should conduct the investigation. And I think that there's people that are upset that the corroborating witnesses of Dr. Ford were not interviewed at all.
I guess the question is, then why didn't they do that before? That's what I think when it comes out. That I know I already Cal's raising his hand. I know what he's going to ask. But why didn't they do that before? Why is it last second it came up, like the day before? Why is that?
Why was the confirmation pushed through so quickly?
Well, no, but what I'm saying, good argument.
Okay, so it's like...
It didn't.
Right.
No, it did.
No. They gave more documentation than for any... In fact, for all previous judges combined, they gave them paperwork, piles of paperwork, decisions, everything they wanted. And then, when it was time to vote, they put it off yet for another week because the opponents wanted a political
timing. Well, not the opponents. Actually, Flake, Senator Flake is a Republican.
Well, but he's not a Republican.
That's why we're both sides. So, but the key is
he carries the title.
The key is Denise has come up with a good point. The point is let's just investigate a little more. And then there's the other side is okay. Then why didn't you bring this up early on? You know, those of you who are opposing this, why not? And that's what's going on.
No, I don't agree with the timing of it either. I kind of understand that.
We got 15 seconds left. We'll be right back after this break. I'm Fred Penny, your host.
Stay with us.
This is Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station. And if you stay right there, we'll be back with much more Radio Law Talk after these messages.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rosbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at...
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
One good thing about the confirmation process of Judge Brett Kavanaugh, who had served in the Bush administration, is that it's brought Republicans together. That, according to South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham.
I don't know many times where Trump and Bush have been saying the same thing. The power of Brett Kavanaugh is he brought our party together from Trump Republicans, Libertarians, Vegetarians, Bush Republicans. We all see in this a good man, bad process, that if it's allowed to continue, will destroy the judiciary, I think, and turn the country upside down.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team on Friday began to seize the Trump Tower condo owned by former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort. The condo was among the four other listed properties in New York that the special counsel is seeking to seize. Three bank accounts and one life insurance policy are also the target of the forfeiture, according to court documents. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All around the world, this is RadioLawTalk.com.
Radio Law Talk and Radio Law Talk.
I know you're inside of me, it's so hollow.
We're back after the bottom of the hour. We're talking about Kavanaugh, which everybody wants to talk about, but I'm telling you right now, we're watching the news to see if the Senate vote is coming up and nothing so far that we
know. I think it's supposed to be in the afternoon.
Yeah, they're anticipating 12:30 California time approximately is when they'll get to that procedure.
Okay, but we probably won't be able to talk about it live. Continue on with the Kavanaugh, but the interesting thing is what type of evidence, you know, should be presented or is important to be presented. But here's the deal, by the way, what you missed, my fine young lady, is it was about evidence, the first case or no case, and I nailed it about corroborating evidence. So
yes,
very nice.
Yes, he did.
Very so, nice.
Winner, chicken dinner.
I could hardly wait to listen to it. I didn't have it on in the
radio. I was more handsome, so I'd look better on Facebook, but that's okay.
Well, when you're an average guy, you kind of appeal to more people, Fred.
Ouch. Did you hear what she just said about
you? She called me the average guy.
Oh, man.
I know. Cal. At my age, I will take average all day long. Average guys. Is he an average guy, too?
No, I'm below average.
No, he is not below average. You guys are both.
Denise, you know we're having fun. Oh, my
gosh.
She's
you guys
trying
are both
to be nice
top
to us.
Of the line.
My mom would always stick up for us when we knew we were in trouble. When Denise sticks up for us, we know we're in trouble. You know, she's like our mom. bomb here.
Or if she says, but he has a nice personality.
Nice personality.
Or, man, that guy can tweet. What twerk. Right. Twerk. 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 Didn't you get it on Facebook?
Oh, that's that, the Facebook Live last time. Yes, there was a little twerking.
Okay, go ahead.
There was a bit of a twerk.
Oh, twerking. My God.
Twerk it. Yeah, so...
Okay.
So from an evidentiary standpoint, you're right, Denise. There were some issues with the most recent FBI investigation. Let's not lose sight of the fact that when the claims first came up, the FBI did a cursory investigation, and they submitted it, but then they wanted a more in-depth investigation, and they did interview some of the witnesses that. Dr. Ford said were there. They interviewed Judge. They interviewed the person named as PJ. They interviewed the other
female.
The female, and none of them corroborated her story. So yeah. those were the initial round.
I was saying there were four witnesses, right?
Oh, yeah. Four witnesses or 4 minutes?
No, four witnesses.
That was the initial round of witnesses when in her first statement that said, okay. These are the people that were there. Go talk to them. And they did, and they didn't corroborate what she said. Then they had additional witnesses that they wanted to go and talk to. But those witnesses were more of character witnesses. And she certainly wasn't alleging that they were at any party, that they would have been part and parcel to see anything that had happened. And so, the FBI did their investigation and also investigated, to the extent they could, the Ramirez and Swetnick allegations, which... had their own challenges facially.
Very vague, yeah.
Yes, and the manner in which they came forward. And I understand, at the end of the day, I guess you look at it this way, if Judge Kavanaugh had actually done these things, absolutely you would want to know. But I also understand the argument on the other side, which is this is a guy who has sat on and had to be confirmed for the second highest court
multiple
in the
times.
Land,
yeah.
Had to go through multiple background checks for his security clearances and government service. This is like the seventh FBI investigation he's had to go through. You would have thought these would have come up in something previous, and they hadn't. And I do want to point out one other thing, and we talked about this last week. The allegation that he is charged with in Maryland has no statute of limitations.
Yes,
there is no statute of limitations, and the county in which this is alleged to have occurred has said that if it is referred to them as a criminal case, they will investigate it. And nothing has been referred to them so far. That is completely in the lap of his accuser.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to pursue it. So
and that happens often, that you don't want to pursue it.
A lot of times it happens they don't want to pursue it because people don't want to be put into the public eye because of that. You're already in the public eye at this
point.
Well,
it's not just that.
It's not just being called a liar.
If it's a he said, she said situation, and you've got the only witness in the room that says, I don't recall, then you're looking at a he said, she said. And
right.
Most people, if they're in that kind of a standing, they don't want to press forward.
All I'm going to say is this. In my experience as a prosecutor, and I used to be, the person that they called in to do the direct examination, the female prosecutor who's a career prosecutor, for 3 years I had her job in the jurisdiction that I practice as a DA in. I was the sex crimes prosecutor for all individuals who had alleged to have been victims of crime ages 14 and over. If this had happened in our jurisdiction, I would have been the DA to prosecute it. And
at that time.
When I was a prosecutor. This would have fallen into the category of cases that I handled. And I have met with dozens, if not over 100 potential victims during that 3-year period. It's not a big county, but it wasn't small either. And overwhelmingly, the sentiment for not wanting to pursue criminal charges was because they didn't want it to get out, because they did not want to be the subject of anything. Right now, they can continue to live their life in anonymity under the radar, and at the end of the day, they wanted to make the report, but they didn't want it to come out. And we had to take that into consideration, even though it was ultimately my decision to prosecute. In this situation, the proverbial cat is already out of the bag in terms of her allegations. There's no sliding under the radar for Dr. Ford at this point.
That bird has flown.
Yes. And so the primary concern that I normally saw as a prosecutor for victims that did not want to pursue criminal charges doesn't seem to apply here. That doesn't mean there aren't other reasons why she may not want to pursue this. So.
Hey, just so you know, we've got some great people following us. And I don't know, there's a wonderful woman that I just adore that I think is a superstar, in my personal opinion, businesswoman that runs a great business that I don't want to say her name because I don't know if she wants her name. But she brought up some interesting points. Let me tell you her points. Well, here it is. Okay, she says, it's extremely stressful and disruptive to someone's life as well.
Right.
And she says that the burden of proof is on the victim who's victimized again if, I think she put question mark, when she is not believed. So it just good comments. I mean, there's so many.
And, you know, most women, many, many, many of my friends, myself included, have had an experience like this.
Mm-hmm.
And
I do every
week. People around you that were involved in that, they don't remember the same things. Some of them don't remember at all.
That's the truth with anything. We know that as evidence when we are as attorneys. It'll be all different. And it's like, what? You guys are all standing there.
You guys are all there, and you all say something just a little different.
Yeah.
It's so
true. You see, the core issue here, in my view, and I obviously I'm no lawyer, and we can all thank the good Lord for that.
Yes, Cal's view.
The core issue is the presumption of guilt that the opposition to this nomination piled on this person to attempt to assassinate his character. After all of the reviews that he's gone through and qualifications, we've decided now that the presumption of guilt is the standard by which we will go.
And I don't agree with that at all.
Well, it is. It is.
I don't agree with that.
Because, look, you read Facebook, I'll tell you what's happening. People are saying, oh, yeah? Well, in most cases, they're guilty. And that's right. Maybe in most cases.
Yeah, but it's not a presumption of guilt. It's because he's trying to prove a negative. And that happens all the time.
Do you still beat your wife? Right. Exactly.
It's the proving of the negative that becomes so onerous, if you will.
Well, that was an interesting thing in this whole scenario. So the presumption of, we have in our system of jurisprudence, the presumption of innocence. And the presumption of innocence applies in a criminal case, and this hearing is not a criminal case.
Right.
And I do agree with what Cal was saying. There were certainly senators that said it's on him to prove that it didn't happen.
Right.
Which is difficult because it's impossible to prove a negative.
Right.
But the justification that they used for that was saying this is not a criminal proceeding. This is a job interview.
Right.
And it's always on the applicant's shoulders to prove that they are qualified for this job.
That's a good point.
And this has come up to hurt you, and what are you going to do? I just think that it went a little further. I do want to point out one thing that I think is sort of Murkowski has said that she is not going to support the nomination.
Right. Senator.
And then Senator Daines has said he is going to support it, but his daughter's wedding is going to occur during the vote. So what Murkowski offered to do, because she knew the way he would vote, so that he could still go to his wedding, is to say, I will show up to vote and I will say present, but I will not vote no, so you can go to your daughter's wedding and the absence of your vote will not upset the balance of what we know would have happened had everybody been there. I thought that was a class move.
All right, good comments on Facebook by a bunch of people, my friends. Be back right after this.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also
instantly ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Oh, that's down.
This is Radio Law Talk. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
Hey, we're back with seconds to go. I'm running around with Facebook showing everybody what it's like. It's pretty cool. Hey, so here's the interesting thing we talked about during the break. And I forgot to mention this, because we talked about Kavanaugh when he was one of the three. Remember we had the three that he said he would be possibly nominating one out of three, that is Trump.
Right.
Kavanaugh, and again, Kennedy steps down, right, Denise? Which,
yes.
By the way, you've known Kennedy, you've dealt with, or you sat by him.
Kennedy, he was my professor. I did a comparison between the U.S. Constitution and the European Declaration of Human Rights, and
that's
he
exactly
was my
right.
professor.
So
professor
anyway,
in Salzburg, in Austria,
his law clerk is who?
His law clerk was.
Well, who's law? His Denise, you gotta say who was Kennedy's law clerk, Justice Kennedy's.
Oh, Kavanaugh.
Kavanaugh.
I think for 3 years.
So
too.
He was Kavanaugh was Justice Kennedy's friend and law clerk. And again, we're just throwing this out. It's up to you guys to determine, you know, how this affects anything. And I, you know, don't forget, okay, you step down. We make sure Kavanaugh gets at least nominated, and maybe that's why he was nominated. We don't know.
Well, I think that, you know, there probably was a deal between Kavanaugh, or between Trump and Kennedy. Maybe consider this gentleman. You know, probably not an exact deal, but this would be somebody that you should consider. He's top of the line and hard worker.
It's kind of apropos that that would be the case, because Kennedy has always been the swing vote. Kennedy has always been the vote that decided which way a decision was going to go. And so to be in a position where your swan song, you're leaving the bench, coincides with your ability to yet again cast a pivotal decision about the direction of the court and its opinion, but to pass that along to the president and to say, hey, why don't you consider this individual? That sort of it falls in line with what his judicial career had been anyway.
And you think that now the swing vote is more like Roberts.
I think that could be,
you know,
which is
Chief
again.
Justice Roberts has been acting in that capacity.
And this brings up an interesting point, and that is you hear a lot from the pundits and from the senators and everybody talking about fears about how a judge will rule based upon the political leanings of the president that appointed them. And that doesn't always turn out to be the case. Kennedy was appointed by Reagan, and he was a swing vote that often sided with the left over the right. John Roberts was appointed to be the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, which I thought was interesting that he was appointed not just to the Supreme Court, but the new guy is going to be the Chief Justice on the Supreme Court, which didn't necessarily have to happen, but it did. And I don't think anybody would have thought that being appointed by Bush II, a conservative, that pick, if you'd have thought it would have been conservative, would have been the one that cast the tie-breaking vote, if you will, to save Obamacare. And so we have these examples of judges that have been appointed by folks that don't always go along with the political leanings of the president that appointed them, Cal.
Which is why the Kennedy endorsement seems so important to me, because I believe, and I've never met Mr. Kennedy or Judge Kennedy, but I believe that he's one of those guys who says, will you please stop being political and just review this on the merits of the law?
I totally agree with you. I do. I mean, I met him when I studied with him. He had just been appointed, and he was going up the next month. So I was in, you know, 1988, studying with him, and all these women were there, right? You know, women livers, however you want to call them, and they were all asking him, "What are you going to do on the right of privacy? What are you going to do?" And he never let it slip.
They shouldn't.
He was so graceful about it, though.
But and I think that
he turned it back on everybody.
If there was something I could change about our educational system with from elementary school to high school, even to college, it would be to reintroduce the topic of civics and government, and to reintroduce
that
so people understood exactly what the Constitution says. We'll put aside interpreting, but what it says and what the functions of each branch of government are. Because when we talk about a Supreme Court, people often interpret the Supreme Court as being another legislative branch that just is going to do what they want to do, and they forget that at the end of the day, and I'm using that phrase too much, I'm going to stop, what they forget is seating at the aisle. What they forget is this.
And look, does he use his hands a lot?
He does.
They forget that the Supreme Court does not create the arguments that they rule on. When Justice Roberts ruled to save Obamacare, he didn't pull out of thin air this idea that the Obamacare was a tax and not a penalty. He listened to an argument by both sides.
Right.
And the government's lawyers said, this is a tax, as one of their arguments. And the opposition said, no, it's a penalty. And when Justice Roberts finally ruled, he said, I agree with you guys because I think your legal reasoning is more sound. They don't create this. If the issue of abortion, for example, comes up, if the issue of Roe v. Wade comes up before the Supreme Court again, it won't be because the Supreme Court is starting to make up these legal doctrines on their own. They will hear the arguments for both sides and make a decision based upon which one presented a more compelling argument. They don't create it.
Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO if you want to chime in, or tweet us at Radio Law Talk, or you can just call Cal. He's a little bit... we had a lot of callers while you guys were here last. Who wasn't here last time? But call us, 855-LAW-RADIO, if you want to comment. Because guess what? We're going to switch from Kavanaugh to something even more interesting, and that is a jury award, $7,500 for everybody in Tennessee that was not treated appropriately when they're buried. And there's nearly 1,200 bodies.
Wow.
Check your calculator, my friend. And they found, the jury found, that the lawsuit was against the cemetery and against the, not just the cemetery, but it was against
the funeral home.
The funeral homes.
Yeah.
And they found 1% of fault of the funeral home, 1%, and they found 99% fault of the
cemetery.
But why? Why would it be the cemetery? Why?
Well, what were they doing to the bodies?
Everything. They were putting a bunch of them in one grave together. They were putting the ones in the wrong graves. And so how much money is that total?
Well, if it's 1,000 and it's 7,500
a pop. No, 1,200.
Well, I know, but I'm going to use the
table math.
No, I'm going to use the common core math. You start out with the easy one. So if it's 1,000 times 7,500, that is what?
Well, common core math will take about 7. An hour.
7.5 million.
Yeah.
And then you add another, what's 200 times 7,500. So it's a lot.
$9 million. So that's going to be a buck or two in this case.
Yeah, they said investigations have revealed that the cemetery misplaced hundreds of bodies and crushed caskets to fit them into single plots.
Nice.
For years.
Nice. You know, I told you what I'm going to do when I pass away. I've got a backhoe.
Just burn me.
No, there's a backhoe, and there's cows in my ranch where cows, when they pass away, there's a certain places that we dig and put them. And I'm just going to have them dig a hole and put it next to all the cows that I've buried. Or what you can do is, I do have a ranch where there's a lot of coyotes.
The cows won't like that.
The coyotes are kind of hungry.
The cows won't like that.
The problem is, I'd probably lay there in front of the coyotes and sniff that and go, I ain't touching that one. I ain't touching that one, man. I'm touching that.
You're going to bury this guy by us? I don't think so.
That ain't going to happen. Bury him? Oh, my gosh. But that's why I bought a backhoe. It's actually a nice backhoe, and that's the reason. So, okay, so the key is, if you want to make a few extra bucks, what do you do? Hey, would you bury me in the wrong plot and then just here give the information to my family?
When I hear about this, I keep thinking, have you ever seen that movie Monty Python? No, not Monty Python. Young Frankenstein?
Frankenstein.
Oh, what's your name? Igor. That's my name. And when he has to go get the body, where'd you get the brain? Abby Normal. That's the brain that I got. And then when they're digging up the bodies and all that, every time we come across a story like this, I keep seeing Gene Wilder and Andy Feldman.
Marty Feldman. Yeah.
Marty Feldman in there.
You pulled a Rodriguez. You said the wrong name.
I know. Could be worse.
Yeah,
could be raining.
The best part of that whole show is when you get there and the big doors are there, and it has the big, huge knockers, and the guy goes, what knockers?
Thank you.
And she says,
that's my favorite part.
But see, no, we can't do that anymore.
Roland T. Hay.
So we're going to be at top of the hour. We're coming back hour number three. We're going to talk about a lot of things, including the lawsuit against Trump. We're going to talk about USA Diving being sued, and we're going to do a case or no case, Cal, and I'm going to win again. Because you know what? I want the lemon bars from Donna. The first one to 100 points.
By the way, because Denise came in for it, double points.
Double points.
Double points.
All right. So we're going to be back
no
right
loss,
after this.
No takeaways,
okay,
right?
No takeaways.
Yes.
Double points. All right. After this, we're going to be back. Hour number three. Yes, we can talk for 3 hours. I'm Fred Penny, your host of Radio Law Talk. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. See you in about 6 minutes.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.